Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over 3 times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Rhode Island.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Javier drives one in the air, deep right center field. Back goes Moncrief, still going.
That ball's off the wall and bouncing away. Javier might round the bases. Baez rounding third. The throw to the plate. He slides. He's safe. Inside the park. Home run, Javier Baez.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. And we begin with a programming note as Bears top draft pick quarterback Mitch Trubisky will be on with Danny Parkins tomorrow morning at 9:40. Now, Trubisky is currently listed as number 3 on the Bears depth chart behind Mike Glennon and Mark Sanchez. And he says he's learning a lot from both those guys.
I know my place. I'm the rookie, so anytime they ask for something, I try to do it as fast as possible and just being there for them, because it's just a level of respect I have for them, especially when they're helping me so much on the field and in the meeting rooms. When they ask me to do the rookie duties or whatever, it's not a problem at all. So I appreciate them helping me out, and it's just part of your career. Everyone's a rookie at some point, so you just got to do it. So I'm lucky to have good vets like those guys in the quarterback room.
And John Fox says all 3 of his quarterbacks will play Thursday night in the Bears' first exhibition game against Denver over at Soldier Field. Other NFL news, Jay Cutler had his first day of practice with the Miami Dolphins, and his coach Adam Gase gave him a big thumbs up and said Cutler looked good. And speaking of quarterbacks, Colin Kaepernick having a rally for him. It's headed up by Spike Lee. It's on the 23rd of this month outside the NFL offices in New York. Turning to baseball, the Cubs and the Giants again go at it tonight out in San Francisco. We'll have the game here on The Score. Jose Quintana and Ty Block, the mound opponents. And on the south side tonight, it will be Derek Holland and Dallas Keuchel as the White Sox host the Astros. And one pro basketball note, the New York Knicks are set to sign free agent forward Michael Beasley a 1-year deal. Make Burlington Stores your back-to-school headquarters and save up to 65% of other retailers' prices every day. Shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, plus casual looks and basics, too. You're ready for the school year at Burlington. Style for everyone. This scoreboard update brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. Also brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming your way later this evening. It begins at 8:40, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Giants, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Sport Clips Haircuts. It's good to be a guy.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water.
More problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Leader.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
That's right. This is a Bernstein and Golf Show. This is the segment that we do at this time every other day, every day. Sometimes we got to push it a little bit. It's called In Other News. You can check us out on live video stream as well, talking about In Other News, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. This is where we have sports and non-sports, little tidbits, little extra stories for you that we haven't gotten to during the day. Dan Bernstein, I want to start this one off because 25 years ago today, this happened.
This group may well be the greatest team ever assembled in the history of team sports.
When I walked off, I remember thinking, that whole dream has come to an end. I don't think you're ever going to be able to get 11 Hall of Famers to play all at once, you know, on one team. That's unheard of.
The 1992 men's Olympic basketball team won the gold. Now, this was the dream team because 4 years prior, you had a little bit less than a dream. And so now you throw all these guys on the same squad. Charles Barkley, Larry Bird, Clyde Drexler, Patrick Ewing, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Christian Laettner, Karl Malone, Chris Mullin, Scottie Pippen. So it's like right, the old form and the visiting team scores. Christian Laettner, Karl Malone, Chris Mullin, Scottie Pippen, David Robinson, John Stockton. All right, let me ask you this, Dan Bernstein. Michael Jordan in that cut from back then said that was the greatest team ever assembled. 11 Hall of Famers all at once. All right, let me take Larry Bird and Magic Johnson out of this equation because at that time, if we remember, Larry Bird was laying on the floor because he was riddled with back injuries. And as we look at it now, looking at the history, Larry Bird was just in awful shape all those years and his back came back to bite him. And Magic Johnson, 1992, you know, this is when he discovered he had acquired or attained the HIV virus.
Congratulations on what you've attained.
You have just won the HIV virus. So, you know, Magic was at the end of his career. We saw it in the 91 finals when he could not run up and down with those dogs that were Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. All right, so taking those two guys out and understanding where they were at that stage of their career, Dan Bernstein, I pose this question to you. Is it really the greatest team ever assembled? And if it's not, where does the 2012 USA basketball team rank? Because
you know that those old heads love to tell each other.
You know that.
Because they're all sitting around at the casino telling each other how great they are.
Greatest thing ever. That was when Magic was getting triple doubles. Larry Bird was dropping 25 and 10. It's making it seem like those two guys.
Changes. Yes. Game changes. I'm a little disappointed. As much fun as it was and the controversy over Reebok versus Nike when we first learned that Jordan was using the American flag to cover a logo, that it would have been so much more satisfying to actually put another collegiate team together and go back and win it, rather than.
But could you? Because the world at that point was getting really good at basketball.
Sure, Marshall Otis, and understanding there's a lot of pros out here.
The Jordan effect too. I mean, Jordan was in his seventh or eighth year. And by that time, you had a lot of kids who were picking up basketballs who were 7, 8 years old.
But it really was the nuclear option, though. And then you had Charles Barkley punching the guy from Angola. Remember?
Charles Barkley was the best player on that team.
Might have been.
He was 18 points a game. He was made for that game. And now you look at it. I will say that the 2012 team, pretty damn close. Now listen to these names and listen to where they were in their careers. Carmelo Anthony. You remember what Carmelo Anthony was 4 years ago. Kobe Bryant. In 2012, that means he was in his 15th year. Tyson Chandler, not an all-time great. Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, James Harden, LeBron James, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook. I'm counting 8 Hall of Famers. Now, would this team beat that team? That's a great barbershop argument to have. But when we look at it, we talk about the dream team.
Yeah, not so fast, old heads.
It's not that big a separation.
Not so fast with every year that goes by.
Mike is Mike, right? And then I'll put LeBron there in terms of, like, if you were going to play a game, those two, I think, would cancel each other out. And then who's going to stick Kevin Durant? Who's going to body up with Russell Westbrook at the point guard position in 1992?
Yeah, John Stockton going to stay in front of him?
That's what I'm saying.
Try to punch him in the nuts?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the teams that were put, and of course those teams were influenced by the 1992 team. A lot of kids' games were shaped by Clyde Drexler and Larry Bird and Charles Barkley and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan.
It's a classic barbershop argument. A Texas man who found an armadillo in his yard last Thursday opened fire on the animal, only to have the bullet ricochet back and hit him in the face.
Oh, no.
The man went outside around 3 a.m. local time and fired his .38. Cass County Sheriff Larry Rowe said his wife was in the house. He went outside and took his .38 revolver and shot three times at the armadillo. The shell deflected the bullets. The man had to be airlifted to a nearby hospital where his jaw was wired shut. The sheriff said they couldn't recover the animal, so its status is unknown. That means that thing ran off. That took three slugs from a .38. I was like, not having it today.
I'm still standing.
Yes. I'm gonna shoot that armadillo.
I'm tired of these damn dillas in the back.
You know what? Honey, get my armadillo gun.
It's the classic case of just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Possum, you're probably fine. Chipmunk, probably fine. Armored animal, you're being airlifted because you shot yourself in the face. Nicely done.
All right, I showed this to you guys yesterday because I take such delight in the old rule of always understand that there's somebody out there tougher than you. Now, there are a lot of websites you can go to for this story.
It's great.
But I feel like you should go to TotalProSports.com right now if you're at your cubicle or your home office and you're like, all right, let me get the background and see what golf is talking about, because the videos that you need are attached to TotalProSports.com. This is about Sam Miller, and if you've never heard of Sam Miller, that means you don't know Dayton Flyer basketball, mister. It says he had one hell of a wild night on Saturday, unfortunately, given all the criminal charges now pending, if he could end up costing him his basketball career. Miller, a 20-year-old junior forward from Arrington, Virginia, was arrested outside a bar in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Shout out Sky Point to our guy Terry for that. Around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, police were called to Caddy's Tap House after somebody reported an assault, according to the bartender, when she told a visibly intoxicated Miller that she could not serve him any more drinks. He pushed her and knocked all the glasses off the bar. Then after a security guard escorted him outside, Miller pushed him and said he was going to punch someone, which prompted the security guard to put Miller on the ground and hold him there until the police arrived. This is a 6'9" gentleman, by the way. Upon their arrival, officers noted that Miller's speech was slurred and difficult to comprehend. The bartender said she didn't want to press charges, so they just arrested him for disorderly conduct and underage drinking. However, Miller proved
his night was just beginning.
Miller proved uncooperative, screaming and kicking as police loaded him into the cruiser, and then they showed the video of him screaming and kicking into the cruiser. Amazingly, Miller wasn't done just yet. But wait.
Didn't he soil himself in the cruiser?
Yes. According to the police report, after arriving at the police station, Miller urinated on the floor of his holding cell. When another person in the cell complained, this is where it gets juicy, ladies and gentlemen, because you're in lockup. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. You're in lockup and you're just sitting there just waiting for somebody to bond you out or whatever. And a 6'9" man comes in there and relieves himself on the floor right next to you. Pick back up in the story. Miller, when another prisoner in the cell complained, Miller walked up and slapped him in the face.
Well, dropped his pants first.
Yes, he dropped his pants and then slapped him in the face.
Walked over to this guy who was in jail.
Yeah, he's sitting down. Miller is tall. He's standing up. Your eye to wang level ratio is all off because you're just trying to serve your time or do whatever you're doing in lockup. Needless to say, that didn't go over well. By the time the officers were able to break up the fight,
It wasn't really a fight.
Miller had a bump on his head and blood streaming from his nose.
It was an ass kicking of the highest order.
Now, this is where the video comes into play. I'm telling you now, if you want to see a man get a two-piece with a biscuit, maybe a little honey on the side, some red beans and rice, this is why you don't pick fights with people just because you're big. He walked up to someone in county lockup and started, he was pulling that, he wanted some smoke. and he got all of the smoke. Now, in addition to the disorderly conduct and underage drinking charges, Miller is also facing an assault charge after his ass whooping. So, people out there, show this to the kids that you think are the bullies at your school, or maybe you have a kid in your household that is a bully and thinks he's bigger and tougher than everyone. You're never too tough to catch a two-piece with a biscuit. And ladies and gentlemen, Sam Miller of the Dayton Flyers at 6'9" caught all of it.
A married couple, they've been together more than 60 years. They're from Goshen, Indiana. They are one visit away from visiting every single Cracker Barrel restaurant in the United States. Roy Yoder, or is it Ray Yoder, who's 80, and Wilma Yoder, 81,
jeez,
have been to 644 Cracker Barrel Old Country stores, a number that was confirmed by a company spokesman. The last one on the Indiana couples list to check off, although they say they'll keep going as long as new ones are open, is the Cracker Barrel in Tualatin, Oregon. And Ray Yoder said it was just nice to have a place like home to visit while he's on the road. He worked as a driver, and he would visit the restaurant and general stores while traveling across the country in the 1960s. So they're always along the main interstate, so you'd have to have your eyes closed to miss them. And they started tracking their Cracker Barrel adventures when they realized they were onto something, and they had the thought of, let's see if we can do them all. They once did 10 restaurants in a single day while driving from Orlando, Florida to Canada. Hey, you know,
wow,
whatever keeps you together
and whatever keeps you alive. It's like those stories of the people who have like a shot of Jack and a cigarette a day, and the person is like 98 years old.
And once they stop, it's just over.
Right.
See, I think that the Cracker Barrel is kind of the MacGuffin here. They obviously like traveling together.
Right.
And here's truth be told, I like Cracker Barrel.
I'm down with it. I went to the Cracker Barrel that was in Arizona for spring training.
Their turnip greens are legit.
Oh, I've never.
Their turnip greens with smoked country ham and a little bit of vinegar and an onion slice. No, that's real.
Yeah.
Those are if you're craving.
Sometimes
greens,
I get Golden Nugget and Cracker Barrel confused.
No, Golden Nugget's like the local diners here.
Yeah,
but Cracker Barrel is, you know, good for them. It sounds like they enjoy being in a car with each other, and they're just sort of using the Cracker Barrel as a framework for their cross-country trips. But you know what? Everybody needs a thing. Way to go, Yoders.
All right, we're up against the clock. If you want to respond or react to anything, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Dan, I still want to talk to you about Josh Rosen. I got an NHL thing that I'm trying to make sense of, but I probably shouldn't. And I still have the Bears depth chart for you.
No!
No, yes, I do.
Don't do it.
Yes, I do. While Zach is singing the praises of Cam Meredith and the triumphant, you know,
the conquest that is
Cam Meredith, I got this Bears depth chart for your ass because I'm going to get you ready for Thursday, Mr. Man. So we'll do that. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
Look at all the old heads getting mad at me about 92. You can jump in the conversation as well. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score is what you listen to.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
Tomorrow at 9:40 a.m., Bears' number one draft pick, Mitch Trubisky, is live on The Score with the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
I'm going to prepare like the starter, and when I'm given my opportunities, just to take full advantage of them.
Hear Mitch Trubisky live, 9:40 a.m. tomorrow with the Spiegel and Parkins Show, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Bill Ryder with a CBS Sports Minute. Hall of Famer Chris Carter put himself out there this week, saying that Ezekiel Elliott in the next 48 hours will be punished by the National Football League. This is a combination of journalism, a media member saying he has information, and an insider at the highest level of the NFL. And I'll simply say this to Chris Carter, who I like and respect. You better be right. Because if you say that Ezekiel Elliott is guilty of something, if you say he deserves to be punished as many games in terms of suspensions as Tom Brady, and you get it wrong, you've lost more than your credibility. You've lost the very idea that your new show and your Hall of Fame banner next to your name when you speak should mean anything or be anything we pay attention to. I'm Bill Ryder.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Albert Almora talking.
I would come to school with bruises and black eyes from getting hit from baseball, and they'd think I was crazy. The kids were going to movies and hanging out and going to the beach, and I didn't live any of that, to be honest with you. But I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change one bit of it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
339-9380.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Fascio joins us.
The road trip coming out of the break. The guys had a chance to regroup. I think we were focused. I think we got some guys healthy. You know what? I really believe that the guys started working a little harder and wanted a little more.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
You know, attaining a spot in the first place for the remainder of the season, there's a lot of things we have to continue to do well. I think we're all well aware of that. You know, we've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us, and if that remains to be the case, you know, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Now,
this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
We like to not kind of put their draft status into the equation, just you know, trying to get guys better, you know, both in the classroom and on the field, and giving them those opportunities, especially with four preseason games ahead of us. I think it would be fair to say he'll get some reps in the Denver game.
That is John Fox talking about his quarterback, my Ute, Mitchell Trubisky. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. You know what? It was startling to me listening to Zach's Bears report when he played the Mitchell Trubisky tape. It has been so long. Well, first, Mitchell sounds like an incredibly young man, like fresh off the campus, and that's what he is, young dude who's just getting ready to explore life and
getting all this advice from Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Shout out to Mark Sanchez, who I know a guy in Dallas who told me that he is one of the realer dudes that he has ever come across, and this guy's been covering the Cowboys for like 20 years now. He said Mark Sanchez is just like cream of the crop kind of guy.
Like what he sounded like so far.
He's been through a lot. And he came back on the other side, not meeting the expectations of his draft status and all the other things, the weight of New York on his shoulders. And he came back out on the other side, a regular dude who still, you know, still got a decency to him. But the thing that was startling to me about Mitchell Trubisky is, one, how young he sounds. And two, we have had so long in this city where we've had retread and kind of veteran young guy and Jay Cutler come to your team. We have not had a fresh off of the campus young dude
that
quarterback.
First round. We've had like fifth round pick Rex. Who's on the roster.
Rex even sound like that. And we didn't even talk to Rex like that, talk about Rex like that, because it was the whole Orkman Rex thing immediately in that whole phenomenon. But we haven't seen a quarterback grow or be cultivated or develop, and we may not see it this year because of the offensive minds that are around him that might be out the door soon, but it was jarring to me as a Bears fan, like, yo, we got a baby. Like, this is a kid being thrown into the mix. Number two pick. You had the balls to step up and say, this is our quarterback. I'm going up there to the number two pick to draft him. It has been so long since that energy has been in this city. And even Rex was, what, the 21st pick, something like that?
Yet the irony is they're telling you to not feel that way yet.
Hurry up and wait.
Right.
Yeah, kind of thing.
You're absolutely right. I'm not. Nothing you're saying is wrong.
I listened to him talk, Dan. I was like, whoa, this is a child.
He told me not to get a dog.
This is a child.
And by the way, don't get a dog. You don't want a dog.
Why not?
Pain in the ass.
Well, you had a dog. Like, is the only fond memory of your, well, not fond, but is the only memory of your dog that you had is the fact that it died and what you had to go through at the end of that dog's life?
No, it's
like, I feel like you hold
actually,
on to
the dog had the courtesy to die just as we were getting ready to go on a big California vacation. So that was
Dan
pretty
Vick
cool.
Over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, we're driving home. We're like, you know,
he said that was pretty cool. Did he just say that at the end?
We're just saying the timing could have been worse.
What's
you
going
know,
on here?
It was just everything worked
like,
out really well.
I mentioned Colin Kaepernick in 75 emails.
The dog had been really sick, and then it's like, and we're thinking, well, wait, we're supposed to leave in 2 days, and now we have to deal with this with a dog.
You don't have any fond memories?
Dan's like vacation, like National Lampoon's Vacation, where the aunt dies or great aunt or whatever.
Like, all right.
Ties it to the roof. All right, yeah, I'm not
ruining
my vacation.
You have no fond memories of your dog?
Not really. I didn't really like go play with, like, we're talking about hunting and
everything. I'm a dog man.
He treats a fox.
I mean, this is what he does. Like, this is what they do. This is what he does right here is he makes it out to be like, I'm asking you to be some hill jack.
Lassie saved my life by something.
It doesn't happen.
I fell off the train trestle.
You are.
Are you complete. Saying something happened to Bernstein?
You are.
I mean,
you're a tool. You know that's not what I'm saying, but like, you didn't.
It was fine.
You
was
didn't
all,
have any.
It was all fine. My memories are
fondness.
We got to get home and walk the dog, or the dog ate something, or the dog ruined something else, or the dog tore up the floors again, or knocked a door off its hinges, or it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
and,
I had a
and unbelievably
who
expensive.
Chewed through wood and
yeah,
jumped out of windows
yeah,
and all those
yeah,
kinds of things.
Yeah,
but I loved them. I love Prince. I've had four dogs in my life. I've had the Negro Grand Slam when it comes to dog ownership. I had a Rottweiler, I had a Pit Bull, I had a German Shepherd, and a Doberman Pinscher. All I needed was a boxer for the Golden Negro Sombrero, or whatever you want to call it.
I'd like to see that. Rambling Grimace.
Hey, honey, we're going out to eat tonight at the Golden Negro Sombrero. It's kind of like the Golden Nugget. There's nothing but brothers, and they serve Mexican food. No, seriously, I had the dogs that you expect every black family to have. A Rottweiler, a Pit Bull, a Doberman Pinscher.
The ones that they hand out at the center?
Yes, exactly. You go there and sign up. Every time you move to a new city, you got to go to your center, and the orientation is that night, and you get the newsletter, and they either make you pick a pack of cools or a puppy Pit Bull.
No, ours
and damn it, I had a puppy Pit Bull.
Ours was a rescue mutt, and fine enough, but my memories are mostly of inconvenience.
This from the 815, Dan is a heartless bastard. Are you just now tuning in? Is this I don't believe that there are first time listeners anymore to the station. So if you're just tuning in and you're finding this out because we're having a dog conversation, then fine. But
I enjoyed
my time with my dogs.
I'm not anti dog like I am anti cat. Cats are horrible for
well,
you.
Well,
and
no one should have a cat.
They make you crazy.
If you date a woman with a cat, run.
Yeah, or a man.
Shep married one. But now Shep is taking the place of the cat.
Is he have a big box to crap in?
That's what I do.
No,
Shep's scratching posts.
Yeah. But this thing we had, my parents like kept me with animals. Like I've had lizards, I've had bonobos. I've had gerbils. I've had parakeets.
Herpes.
No, JoJo the walking herpes was not one of my pets. What else have I had? I've had piranhas. I was the worst like fish keeper ever. Like the pet
How
store.
Are you bad at keeping fish?
When you don't feed piranhas, they go after each other. And you know the pet store, the Goldfish right there on Chicago Avenue in Evanston. It was not too far from the crib, and I was like, I'm gonna go play ball for 7 hours. I'm not gonna go get the Goldfish or whatever the piranhas eat. And I had an electric eel.
You had an electric eel?
My dad got one, and then he's like,
somebody gotta pay the light bill.
and I put my finger in the water to feel the current every once in a while. Yeah, so I wasn't a dog man, like in the Michael Vick, you know, real sports thing. But yeah, dogs are cool.
They're fine, I guess.
I'd rather Mitchell get that than, you know, four baby mamas.
I didn't know they were mutually exclusive.
Like I said, okay. You move to a new city, you get the choice.
All right.
Scoreboard update.
4:31, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Hockey analyst, friend to the station, great guy all around, Eddie Olczyk, had a surgical procedure recently to remove a tumor after being diagnosed with colon cancer. He will continue treatments. No word on his recovery time. Please keep him in your prayers. Lots of news regarding the White Sox, who are calling up pitcher Ronaldo Lopez from AAA. He'll pitch against Kansas City coming up on Friday night. The Sox host the Astros tonight. Derek Holling opposing Dallas Keuchel. And the Sox today placed Matt Davidson on the DL and Avi Garcia, who will hit cleanup tonight. He replaces him on the roster. Meanwhile, out in San Francisco, it will be Jose Quintana and Ty Block as the Cubs and the Giants again go at it. The Cubs starting the day a game and one half up over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Elsewhere, Seattle loses starting pitcher Felix Hernandez for 3 to 4 weeks with bursitis in his shoulder, and also reliever David Phelps. He'll be out 2 to 3 weeks with elbow surgery. Make that an elbow illness, actually an injury. And it's one of those three.
Yeah, you know, just one of them. You just check a box and you keep it moving. It was his elbow.
Yeah, at least I think it was.
See, now Shoe's got the wrong. It's his hip. He's got like bilateral weakness or something like that.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all a problem.
The World Series this year will start on Tuesday, October 24th. And in football, John Fox said his three quarterbacks will play Thursday night against Denver over at Soldier Field. Mike Glennon, Mark Sanchez, and Mitch Trubisky in that order. And Trubisky will be on with Danny Parkins. That's tomorrow morning at 9:40. Swedish holiday, American Spirit. That's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 off on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later this evening, 8:40, Mark Grody's pregame show, and that precedes the game against the Giants, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Sue. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. All right, Dan, what do you know about Josh Rosen?
Josh Rosen is the...
Rosen.
The UCLA quarterback.
Going to be a top 10 pick.
Enjoyed a very strong freshman year and is believed to be a surefire NFL starter.
Yeah, him and the kid from Wyoming and Sam Darnold are figured to be the three best quarterbacks going into the draft.
Somewhere in there would be Jake Browning from Washington as well.
I'm not a fan.
I'm just saying that's another name that you see there.
Yeah, and Josh Rosen is also, you know what Josh Rosen is for people who need a local tie-in or connection? Josh Rosen is a lot like Nick Smith. If you remember, University of Illinois basketball player, 7-footer, center, a thinker. A guy who even Bruce Weber said was a guy who oftentimes was too smart for the sport, or too smart for the range of guys he was around. Josh Rosen has said some very interesting things over the last couple of years, and being the starting quarterback in the city of LA, in a town that treats its college players like professionals. You know, ask anyone from USC during those Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart days, and especially now with Sam Darnold. These guys are stars in that city, along with some of the professional athletes. This from thebiglead.com. And I have become a fan of Josh Rosen because of the reaction. It says UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen is a sort of football player whose interest is outside of football, is capable of generating and expressing original ideas, and doesn't seem afraid to do so. Which is to say, Josh Rosen makes NFL scouts extremely nervous, even though they consider him to be extremely talented. So this is where I have the worries, because I heard Paul Feinbaum and Todd McShay this morning immediately address his thoughts and him expressing himself
the gatekeepers
as something that will make his stock slide in the NFL, because owners don't like guys who at this young of age feel emboldened and powerful enough to say anything.
Well, we are learning a lot about what the NFL does to quash any individualism or any individual freedom of expression, because in that league, as opposed to other leagues,
put your helmet on.
As opposed to other leagues that encourage it and welcome it, you sit down, you shut up, you say yes sir, no sir, and you are simply a pawn in the quasi-militarism that is going on, and you march when your sergeant tells you to march.
My man, couldn't have said it any better. This is why I like Josh Rosen. This is what he said. Look, football and school don't go together. They just don't. Trying to do both is like trying to do two full-time jobs. There are guys who have no business being in school, but they're here because this is the path to the NFL. There's no other way. Then there's the other side that says, raise the SAT eligibility requirements. Okay, raise the SAT requirement at Alabama and see what kind of team they have. You lose athletes, and then the product on the field suffers. He also went on to say this. Don't get me started. I love school, but it's hard. It's cool because we're learning more applicable stuff in my major, which is economics, not just the prerequisite stuff that's designed to filter people out. But football really dents my ability to take some classes that I need. There are a bunch of classes that are only offered one time. There was a class this spring I had to take, but there was a conflict with spring football. So he goes on to say, If I wanted to graduate in 3 years, I'd just get a sociology degree. And you being from Duke, you understand.
Oh, I know what the sociology major has been for Duke basketball.
A lot of basketball players. You see their names, you see their heights, you see their weights, and then you see sociology next to their major. He said, I want to get my MBA. I want to create my own business. When I'm finished with football, I want a seamless transition to life and work and what I've dreamed about doing all my life. I want to own the world. Every young person should be able to have that dream and ability to access it. I don't think that's too much to ask. Let me tell you something right now. He also had some shaky spots during the season last year, and he was injured, and a lot of people were coming for his neck because of his footwork and some of the things that he didn't have around him. Especially, I love how we drop quarterbacks on bad teams in the NFL and immediately say, look at his team. But when it happens in college and you got bad talent around you, you go, well, the quarterback didn't play well. I was a fan of Josh Rosen. I'm a bigger fan of Josh Rosen now because this is what's needed. And you're going to say, what's needed, Goff? What's needed is someone who looks like the powers that be go against the powers that be. When Cardale
gotta be the right vessel.
When Cardale Jones said the same thing last year, in different words, Cardale Jones had the world on his ass. They were on him. And immediately Ohio State was like, he's not the kind of leader that we need. Let's just give this job to somebody else and, you know, keep it moving. And Cardale Jones was right, saying the same things, just, you know, different cadence, different words being used, but the same kind of thought process. Kudos to Josh Rosen. I do fear, however, Josh Rosen will be asked about these very statements in any interview session he has at the Combine, and I hope that Josh Rosen is Josh Rosen in those times because he is going to get grilled for thinking outside the football box.
How dare you question the paradigm? How dare you tell the truth about this stuff? You're ruining our business model here, Mr. Truth Teller.
You got a new fan in me, Josh Rosen, because when Todd McShay and Paul Feinbaum lead off their NFL draftable prospects conversation with Josh Rosen's comments hurting his draft stock, we as the people, as the conversation setters around this country and media members who know better, and who know what we're covering and know what we're talking about, it is incumbent upon us to actually put out there backing, validation and all the things that these kinds of statements need, because these kids don't, he's got a platform, but he's still playing for somebody.
I remember talking to Robert Smith of the Minnesota Vikings many years ago when he told similar stories about wanting to be a doctor and being at Ohio State and how they said, oh, no, you organic chemistry? No. You can't take that. Or the advanced biology? No, you got labs. That's going to interfere with practice. So you can't be late to practice, and you can't take any courses that have labs at this time. It's like, well, you said I'm supposed to be a student athlete. I'm supposed to be at school trying to further my education. Now you're telling me I can't because I happen to run a 4.35.
Right. And that's what the good ones have to go through.
Right.
Just imagine.
Think about what the borderline
a two-star or a walk-on who knows that football is not going to be his life after these 3 or 4 years.
I saw a guy at Duke get run off because of it. And it was a big-time recruit, too. And people do not know the name. But the year that Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley joined the team, there was a guy named Crawford Palmer. Crawford Palmer was actually, for a while, a higher-ranked recruit than Christian Laettner. Big dude. And He arrived and immediately began, I believe it was a double major in economics and Russian. And which is...
That's quite the course load.
Yeah, it was... You know, he's probably working for Russian? Paul Manafort now, for all we know. Wow. But he's... I don't know whatever happened to Crawford Palmer, but he was a real prospect. And then not too long after that, he was gone. Transferred to Dartmouth, I believe, where his brother, Walter, played briefly and had a cup of coffee with the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
Remember the name Walter Palmer from another brilliant guy. But I would love to know where Crawford Palmer is now, because that was a guy who he didn't want any part of it. It was like, look, this isn't a good fit for me. And basketball just wasn't important enough to him as far as Duke was concerned. And there were academic pursuits that were leeching their way into what should have been basketball time in the eyes of some, and away he went. Because you decide. You cast your lot as a school. You decide what are you here to do? Yet they love to play up. Oh, great education. Mm-hmm. All these great opportunities, great education,
you've
valuable
taken
degree.
No classes to get to further your degree in the major that you actually wanted.
And it's like, what do you mean you don't want to be a sociology major? It's a great major. Be a sociology major. Like all your teammates. Do that. Oh, you actually believed us? When we talked about the quality of the education,
yeah, and
maybe this isn't a good fit for you.
I'm all for actually, teaching these guys how to be professional athletes as well, business management, all these things that courses that they can actually apply if they really are the 4- and 5-star athletes that they were purported to be, in high school. These are the kinds of things, man. Like we deal with a lot of liars in this industry and in sports in general. And when you get a guy who sees at such a young age that all of this is a lie and things are being done to people that really can't talk about them because, you don't want to go back home to whatever town in Alabama that you got recruited from and go be a nobody and work at the Sonic, or you don't want to be the guy from, Pittsburgh who all the rest of the neighborhood ever wanted to do was work at a factory, and once you worked at that factory for 20 years, you were the king of the neighborhood. Like, maybe you got bigger dreams than that. And the fact that Josh Rosen at such a high-profile school and being such a high-profile player, stepping out and being this guy, I applaud him every step of the way. This is the time that you're supposed to find yourself anyway.
But I wish as a group, NFL players and future NFL players would find their voice en masse. Is his one voice here and it's one voice...
Don't get me started on the people that should be talking alongside of Colin Kaepernick
right
now.
Standing arm in arm. Like, there's so much cowardice out there. That outside of the Bennett brothers, and as far
Richard
as
Sherman,
and there's
Brandon Marshall,
there's a handful
of linebacker for the Denver Broncos.
Right, a handful of current players that have the guts to say what needs to be said.
I would
about a
love
lot of things.
To see what would happen if Aaron Rodgers said, you know what, Colin Kaepernick is absolutely right. I'd love to see what would happen. I would love to see as far as one of these high profile players who you're not going to cut, you're not going to bench. I'd love to see what would happen. You know what? There are a lot of ideals and liberties that we talk about in this country that aren't extended towards everybody in this country. And I believe in the cause that he has taken up. I'd love to see what would happen. The NFL would lose its mind because you can't shut Aaron Rodgers up. You can't shut... Well, I was going to say Tom Brady, but I don't think the Tom Brady is aligned with that line of thinking.
I think he's very happy with the dominant system.
Drew Brees, I'd love to see what would happen. And like I said, I keep referring back to it, letter from a Birmingham jail. Check out what Martin Luther King, the guy that a lot of these people who love to talk about protests and the way they should be done, check out what he had to say about the white moderate in this country and what's needed in any time there's a struggle as far as minorities are concerned, that you need help from the people that are standing by that aren't just, the naysayers and aren't the people that are throwing stones, but the people who are just standing by idly while injustice is done.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. We come back. We are going to give away a foursome, cart included, to play either the Highlands or the Brute Course at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So you've got to be around if you want that chance to win. Keep it here. You've got the Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I'm not a sax fan. But
no, but you are, however, qualifying quickly for my class of morons.
You are an idiot. I think you're on something.
On something?
Yeah.
Like what?
What do I sound like I'm on, Bill?
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
You guys are never wrong about anything.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hub.
It's the Honda Summerbration sales event going on now at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Get model year-end clearance pricing on 2017 models, special lease programs, and 0.9% APR financing on most new Hondas. We've got the all-new redesigned CR-V and the all-new redesigned 2018 Odyssey and hard-to-find Pilots. At Pauley Honda, enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or online at PauleyHonda.com. Financing with
approved credit on select new models.
Drive a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park during the Acura Summer of Performance event. At Pauley Acura, you'll get great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9 to 1.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And come in and see the all-new redesigned 2018 TLX. For a new Acura and outstanding customer service without any of the usual car buying hassle, give Pauley Acura a try. Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com.
Financing with approved credit on select new models.
Golf, overnight accommodations, and a $25 food credit, all for only $170. The Stay and Play package at Lake Lawn Resort is a must for all golfers. Visit LakeLawnResort.com to book your golf getaway today.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll return with confidence. The confidence to study the atom and discover a better way to split it. The confidence to master the laws of physics and use them to win at dodgeball. And now Staples Marvelized comp books, 2-pocket polyfolders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples. It's pro time. While supplies last. Ends 9/2/17. Limit 30 in store, 10 online. Crayola offer in store only.
X-Men. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
But you'd think that would be like a secret society. Like, you wouldn't think that
there wouldn't be like an open Twitter feed.
Yeah, Twitter feed for like, hey, if you like swinging, come on through.
People own it.
I guess.
I don't think they have anything to be afraid of or ashamed of.
No, just,
letting their freak flag fly, right?
But like, what if you... like, what if you see your lady enjoying it too much?
You're like,
wait a minute.
Then you go enjoy it.
Former linebacker that's doing that to you.
Walk in the other room and try to enjoy yourself more.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Man, I guess Borat, I'm just so old school. Yes, he's man with...
And he got all scared.
Did he do that with Herman Cain sitting there? He's like, I went to a parade and men with rubber fists.
caller number 18. See what I'm doing here? Number 18.
Oh, look at you.
To the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 will win a foursome, cart included. The cart! To play either the beautiful Highlands or the Brute Chorus at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in close by Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. 312-591-6700. Caller 18 right now. You win the foursome. Make it a grand day. So after the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Christopher Hine of the Chicago Tribune. Reason being, he's the Blackhawks beat writer, but he also, being from nearby Hazleton, Pennsylvania, wrote a story a while back on Joe Maddon's efforts to bring that community together, to bring the white community together with the increasingly populated Latino community. And now we're seeing some of that front and center again, as we had talked to the Deutsche Bank editor from the Wilkes-Barre Times leader.
Mark Third Reich.
Yeah, demanding that Joe Maddon apologize for essentially insulting bigots.
Some whites we met are still displeased.
Yeah, so that's,
you just tag that to me anywhere I go.
You're going
to
hear a lot of that. But this was a really poorly thought out editorial, and I hope Joe Maddon has double birds for this guy, for this newspaper. Nothing to apologize for. And he was saying that he has to wait for some of these old bigots to die off, so they can get busy trying to bring the community together. And I think he's absolutely right. Despite the thin-skinned nature of an editorial board simply trying to curry favor with a certain portion of their readership base. So Chris Hine is going to give us some perspective on that and all that's going on after the top of the hour. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, Park Smarter. You have the score.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
Tomorrow at 9:40 a.m., Bears' number one draft pick, Mitch Trubisky, is live on the score with the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
I'm going to prepare like the starter, and when I'm given my opportunities, just to take full advantage of them.
Hear Mitch Trubisky live, 9:40 a.m. tomorrow with the Spiegel and Parkins Show, only on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I like what the Cubs have done. I don't see any problems right now on their pitching staff. It's frustrating a little bit because no one has done this in a while, right? There's a reason the teams don't repeat. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. And I think the problem is the Dodgers.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Albert Almora talking.
I would come to school with bruises and black eyes from getting hit from baseball, and they'd think I was crazy. The kids were going to movies and hanging out and going to the beach, and I didn't live any of that, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change one bit of it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Bosio joins us.
The road trip coming out of the break. The guys had a chance to regroup. I think we were focused. I think we got some guys healthy. You know what? I really believe that the guys started working a little harder and wanted a little more.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
You know, attaining a spot in first place for the remainder of the season, there's a lot of things we have to continue to do well. I think we're all well aware of that. You know, we've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us. And if that remains to be the case, you know, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I like what the Cubs have done. I don't see any problems right now on their pitching staff. It's frustrating a little bit because no one has done this in a while, right? There's a reason the teams don't repeat. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. And I think the problem is the Dodgers.
Mully and Handley mornings.